Student Cam. Gary Hoskins has two students recognized for their projects in recent years. I think he's going for a trifecta. Indiana Senator Todd Young tweeted, "Visited Fishers High School today to speak with our government class, and I was interviewed by students participating in C-SPAN Student Cam scholarship program. We discussed freedom of speech and the First Amendment." And Mrs. Pink from William Dandy Middle School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, tweeted, "Student Cam 2019 at C-SPAN Classroom is PBL, project-based learning at its finest." Check out the post-its. This year, we're asking middle and high school students to produce a 5 to 6 minute documentary answering the question, what does it mean to be American? We're awarding $100,000 in total cash prizes, including a grand prize of $5,000. The deadline for entries is January 20th. For more information, go to studentcam.org. President Trump spoke to reporters before he departed the White House for Mississippi. He took questions on a range of topics, including news that General Motors will be cutting jobs in the U.S., the situation on the U.S.-Mexico border, and the campaign rally for Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in Mississippi that he'll be attending tonight.
About it at all. Not at all. We've let our position be known and we're not happy about it.
What will the response be to the border?
Well, Mexico wants to see if they can get it straightened out, but we've, during certain times, as you know, closed the border. They're not coming into the United States. They will not be coming into our country. Well, we don't like it. I believe they'll be opening up something else. And I was very tough. I spoke with her when I heard they were closing. And I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon. That's Ohio. And you better get back in there soon. So we have a lot of pressure on them. You have senators. You have a lot of other people, a lot of pressure. They say the Chevy Cruze is not selling well. I say, well, then get a car that is selling well and put it back in. So I think you're going to see something else happen there, but I'm not happy about it. Their car is not selling well, so they'll put something else. I have no doubt that in a not too distant future, they'll put something else. They better put something else in. John, go ahead. I've seen it. I've read some of it, and it's fine. Yeah, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. And here's the other thing. You're going to have China and Japan and all of Asia and all of these other countries, you know, addresses our country. Right now, we're at the cleanest we've ever been. And that's very important to me. But if we're clean, but every other place on Earth is dirty, that's not so good. So I want clean air. I want clean water. Very important. They're not, as you know, they're not. They had to use because they were being rushed by some very tough people, and they used tear gas. And here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally. Go ahead. Well, I know her. I know her, and I know she apologized and she misspoke, but I will tell you this. I've known her for a period of time now as a senator. She's been an excellent senator. She's done a great job. She's somebody that's respected in the Senate. And I'm going there. I'm going to make, I guess, two rallies on top of everything else. So we're going to do two, and I hope you're all coming.
Have you talked to her about her comments? I have.
She felt very badly. She certainly didn't mean that. And, you know, was taken a certain way, but she certainly didn't mean it. And as I understand it, she's already apologized, and very strongly.
Your apology is important.
Say it again, what?
In response to last night's situation,
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
President, what's your reaction to the Brexit deal that the EU and Britain have done?
Sounds like a great deal for the EU, and I think we have to do this. I think we have to take a look at seriously whether or not the UK is allowed to trade, because, you know, right now, if you look at the deal, they may not be able to trade with us, and that wouldn't be a good thing. I don't think they meant that. I don't think that the Prime Minister meant that, and hopefully she'll be able to do something about that. But right now, as the deal stands, they may not be able to trade with the U.S., and I don't think they want that at all. That would be a very big negative for the deal.
What did you say earlier about the Russia-Ukraine dispute?
We do not like what's happening either way. We don't like what's happening, and hopefully it'll get straightened out. I know Europe is not, they are not thrilled. They're working on it, too. We're all working on it together. We did. We don't use it. I did. I spoke to her and I expressed the fact that I am not happy with what she did. You know, the United States saved General Motors, and for her to take that company out of Ohio is not good. I think she's going to put something back in soon. That car is not selling. It's a Cruise, Chevy Cruise. It's not selling. But hopefully she's going to come back and she's going to put something. But I told her I'm not happy about it. No, not tariffs. That has nothing to do with tariffs. She said the car was not selling.
Are you going to deal with the Cruising Plus in Argentina? We're all going to get on a bus down there. Are you going to deal
with it? Which one? With China? Good. I mean, it could happen.
We have a good relationship.
Here's what the bottom line is. China has to treat us fairly. They haven't been. They have to treat us fairly.
Has Matt Whitaker given you any information on the Mueller investigation?
When the new Congress starts in January, there'll be more than 100 new House and Senate members. The Democrats will control the House, the Republicans, the Senate. New Congress, new leaders. Watch the process unfold on C-SPAN.
On Mondays when Congress is in session, we'd like to take some time to take a look at the week ahead in Washington, and helping us cover both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue this morning, we're joined by Aisha Roscoe, White House reporter for NPR. Sahil